Now we come to this 14th verse, and I'm going to begin reading there. He says, "Wherefore he saith, Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall shine upon thee. Look carefully how ye walk, not as unwise, but as wise men, buying up the time, because the days are evil. On this account, become not senseless, that is, foolish, but understanding, that is, being prudent, what the will of the Lord is." Now, this is, again, a very wonderful passage of Scripture. And we are here in this section here where we see the engagement of the church. The church is moving toward the day when we'll be brought into Christ's presence. And the church will be presented to him as a bride, as we're going to see in a few moments. But that is something that ought to condition our living down here. And if it doesn't, then there is something radically wrong with our relationship to him, because an engaged girl is apt to give a great deal of attention to the man she's engaged to. A child of God who is looking forward to the day when they'll be with Christ, it's apt to influence their conduct down here. Now, in verse 14 and 17, here he says, "Wherefore he, God, saith, Awake, thou that sleepest, rise from the dead, and Christ shall shine upon thee." Now, what he's saying here, it's a command to do something that's humanly impossible. How can you awake from the dead? How can you wake out of spiritual death? Well, I think this awakening here is for believers who've fallen into a spiritual stupor. And he says, "Look carefully how ye walk, not as unwise, but as wise men, buying up the time, because the days are evil. On this account, become not senseless, that is, foolish, but understanding, being prudent, that is, what the will of the Lord is." Now, what he's saying here is, look carefully how you walk. Now, again, there is this injunction regarding the walk of the believer. He's to walk wisely. His walk is to reveal the urgency of the hour and the importance of living for God. I think the entire objective in this walk is to stay in the will of God. Now, when you see a man in a place of business, he's a salesman in a place of business, and you go in, my, I tell you, he's on his toes. I tell you, he's rather dynamic. Now, if he's a child of God, how is he at other times when he's not in a place of business trying to make a dollar? Is he living for God? How is he on Sunday morning at church? The believer is to walk in the will of God as a train runs on the track. And the believer is to walk in this world as though he belonged to Christ. That's very important. There is this old cliche that you never ask a Texan, if he is a Texan, that if he is, he'll let you know it. And if he's not a Texan, you wouldn't want to embarrass him. Well, friends, a Christian ought to walk so he's going to let you know that he is a child of God. Look carefully how you walk. That's important.